1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVLE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday morning, the final day of the month of August, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on the Sutherland's KVOE studio line by Southeast Kansas Works Executive Director Leanne Karras. Leanne, good morning.
Hey, Leanne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. We wanted to get your perspective on the local and area labor market, considering all of the different, you know, adjustments that we've been talking about here on KVOE News over the last several months. And I guess I wanted to start with your perspective specifically on the scope of the labor issues, specifically when it comes to the hiring side. Have you seen anything like this when it comes to the amount of employers that are needing work and struggling to find employees?
No, we have not. And, you know, across the state, my counterparts are saying the same thing. The demand for job seekers is just, you know, very crazy right now.
What are some of the different things that are playing into this from what you've been able to hear from employers and also your own perspective here and what you're seeing in the office?
Well, one of the things, as we all know, is federal unemployment subsidies, and then the higher level of unemployment over this last year has played a large part in it, along with the COVID vaccine or COVID virus and people being afraid to come back out into the workforce. Those are probably the two key things. They have implemented some things to counteract some of that. But, you know, from a year ago, our unemployment is down from 8.4% to 4.3% currently.
So did this, being we're in the situation we are right now, did this start with COVID, or was there something leading up to this? Was this direction we were headed in prior to COVID, Leanne, do you think?
No, we were staying pretty steady. I think COVID was the impact of all of this.
Understood. The statistical side of things really, I think, surprises me. The fact that, you know, and it sounds like the unemployment numbers went up here from July to August, but to be down from 8.5% to around 4%, even with all of the employers that we're, you know, having on our airwaves saying that they need help or they're making their own schedule adjustments here, that is a surprise. Is that a surprise to you as well?
It is. It is. And I would say some of that is due to the fact that you have a lot of people that were working in retail and that have gone on to higher level jobs. We've also seen a significant increase in people retiring early. So I think some of those attribute to some of that high demand.
What are you hearing about from, I guess, the workforce, the people that are coming in seeking help here from Kansas Works? Are they indicating, you know, what their situations are at this particular point in time?
They do, but, you know, our traffic is really down, and that's just not here. That's across the state as well and all the other workforce centers. People are just not coming in seeking employment like they were, or training for that matter. Our training, you know, we support a lot of the community college. We send people to school for different in-demand occupations, and that was down significantly this last year as well, even this last current August start date.
Is there any certain sector of the job force out there, Leanne, that is suffering employment-wise more than ever others, or is this straight across the board?
It's really the manufacturing and also the healthcare industry are the two largest, and then the others are significantly higher than normal. It's across the board again.
Understood. Leanne Karras, who is the regional director of Kansas Works, the Southeast Kansas Works office in Emporia, joining us right now in our Newsmaker segment here this Tuesday morning. Leanne, getting back to the employee side of things, have you had a number of employees that have discussed the My Reemployment Plan? Because there was the discussion point there where employees had to fill out certain paperwork and essentially jump back into the system and be active in jumping into the system and finding work, or else they would lose those unemployment benefits that you mentioned earlier?
Well, the first week that was released, there were 18,000 people that were contacted. And, of course, with any new system, there were some challenges. A lot of those individuals are not coming into the workforce. They're actually doing this online, or they're calling for assistance. So one of the things, again, we had hoped that that would increase our traffic, but due to the fact they're able to do this online or call in and, you know, receive virtual services, we just haven't seen the traffic increase. They are still required to do it, but again, until the federal unemployment goes away, we're not even sure how that's going to impact traffic, but we're hoping we'll see some significant increase in traffic when that goes away on September 4th.
Okay, so that's just really a few days away. For folks that don't know about the My Reemployment system, and they should at this point in time because everybody's connected to email, but exactly how does that work for employees?
So what they're required to do, if they've received 3 continuous weeks of unemployment, they have to go into Kansas Works and upload and build a resume, and then they also have to provide their work history. They have to complete an online job search. We use the O-Net Interest Profiler. And they have to include that information and email it in. And then they also have to complete what we call a job search plan. And then they have to mail that form to the Kansas Department of Commerce. So they have to complete all 3 of those to continue to receive their unemployment. Those are the only requirements at this time. And then if they don't do that, then their benefits are suspended until they fix everything that they have not done.
Well, let's talk about Kansas Works and the services that you provide, Leanne.
Well, one of the things a lot of employers don't realize, our primary focus is on employers, and we are here to help you find solutions to your workforce issues and finding employees. But, you know, some of the things that we do that are free are we do online job postings, we screen your applicants, we do job seeker resume searches to identify people that have the skill set you're looking for. We do hiring events and job fairs, in-person, virtual, at your location. We offer video conferencing, accessibility for you to do long-distance interviews and things of that nature. Additionally, we have funding to assist for on-the-job trainings, registered apprenticeship, and on-the-job training is where we provide a subsidy to the employer for training someone to do a job that they're not completely skilled for. And then registered apprenticeship, it's a year-long program with some training requirements, but that's open to anyone. And then we also do what we call tryout employment. And that is if somebody qualifies and they're very low skilled or maybe they've not had employment before, we let an employer try them out. And then if it works out, we can roll that into an on-the-job training or registered apprenticeship.
Well,
so those are some of the things that we do for employers.
All right. So that's quite a lofty list, actually. And you know, we were just talking last hour about I don't think a day has gone by when I have not heard from 5 or 6 managers or business owners on the frustrations that they're feeling right now as far as the staffing issues that they are facing. And this is on a daily basis. So this is something that's really we've never seen before to this magnitude. And is there any frustration with you, Leanne?
There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of frustration with our staff as well. You know, people just aren't as willing to do what they need to do to get back in the workforce. And we struggle, you know, employers are not happy that, you know, we don't have the employer pool that employee pool that we normally have. But we can only assist those customers that are willing to come in. And one of the other things, Kansas Works or Kansas Department of Labor information only reports unemployment and some of the information based on what's reported online. One of the things I show right now, as of August 30th, there are only 508 job openings in Lyon County. But we know that's not accurate because we have a lot of, you know, we get calls every day. But because people don't post their jobs online and people aren't aware of them, that number is not accurate. But, you know, if you look at the data right now, it only shows we have 508 jobs available. You know, one of the other things that contributes to this is if you look at commuting patterns, we have about 600 to 800 people. It varies year to year, but it averages between 600 and 800 people that commute to other parts of the state for employment. So that's one of the things I think employers are going to have to look at is salary and also the benefits that they offer to try to draw these people back into the community because we're losing a lot of people due to that as well. We also have a strong commuting pattern in, too, but we have more outgo than we have incoming.
Kind of along those lines, Leanne, have you seen from employers specifically, you mentioned the list of services that you provide, have you seen some services that you provide getting a lot more traffic from employers and a lot more demand from employers than others at this point in time? And really, how has COVID-19 affected your in-office operations over the last almost 18 months now?
Well, we do have a lot of employers reach out. We had our board meeting a few weeks ago, and we had a lot of employers interested in just looking at solutions versus, you know, solutions on how they can attract employees, what they need to change, what kind of ideas, things could we come up with to help them look at that maybe would bring some employees to their doors. But one of the things that we continue to hear is for shift work is daycare issues, not having night daycare, and then transportation issues for second and third shifts. So that's something that we hear across the board. Also, as far as our operations, we were closed, but we were able to go virtual immediately. We were closed to the public, but we were still providing services. We are completely open now, and we are requiring customers to wear masks at this time, but we are completely open. If somebody doesn't feel comfortable, we can offer virtual services. We also have a computer checkout program where customers can come in and check out a computer for up to 5 days if they don't feel comfortable coming into the office to do job searches and, you know, build a resume and things like that.
Well, if there are those out there that would be interested in the services of Kansas Works, Leanne, how can they get a hold of you and learn more?
They can call 620-342-3355. Or we're located at 215 West 6th Avenue in Suite 107.
Well, this is great information. It's sobering information at the same time, Leanne, and we really appreciate your willingness to share here and hope that things do turn around here for both you and the office staff and the local employment base as well.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to visit with you gentlemen today.
Thanks, Leanne. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, quickly, just before we let you go here, I just wanted to clarify something. You mentioned on the inflow, outflow, the 6 to 800, was that in this Southeast Kansas region or strictly Lyon County?
Strictly Lyon County.
Okay.
Mm. All the information I gave you today was strictly Lyon County.
All right. That is a big number right there.
Big number.
Actually. All right, Leanne, thanks again.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Leanne Karras, Kansas Works Southeast Executive, Southeast Kansas Works Executive Director Leanne Karras, joining us with some interesting information this morning on the job market. Chuck?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you'd like to be part of the morning show, we do have one more newsmaker slot available, which is Friday at 7:15. So if you'd like that one, give us a call at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell. The library has a September 11th exhibit, which we'll be focusing on here tomorrow morning.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Hometown Healthcare, call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 731, 72 degrees. Good morning.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and Span Dry Cleaners now offers wash and fold services. Quit letting the laundry pile up and let Spick and Span on West 6 handle the chore with convenient drop-off, fast turnaround, and quality fabric care. Take your laundry to Juliet Spick and Span Dry Cleaners and Shirt Laundry, Emporia's only professional fabric care source. 317 West 6th Avenue in Emporia.
S&J Transportation Company, the transportation company for EBCO Wholesale Foods, is looking for clean-cut professional delivery drivers. Be home.